हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। टुडे वी विल सी द पास्ट टाइम ऑफ तिरुमाल इसई आळ्वार, हु इज इनकार्नेशन ऑफ सुदर्शन चक्र, दैट इज द डिस्क द लॉर्ड इज होल्डिंग, राइट। सो देयर वाज दिस ऋषि भार्गव ऋषि एंड ही एंड हिज वाइफ दे गेव बर्थ टू अ चाइल्ड। Normally, a child stays for 9 months in the womb of her mother, right? But this child stayed for 12 months, but still it was not born. Later, even after it was born, the child had no legs, no arms. It was a mere flesh. Can you follow what I am saying? It was a flesh. Just see, if a newborn...
Only body
you can say. No, there was no arms, there were no legs, and it was a flesh. So the parents, both of them, this Bhargav Rishi and the mother was Kanakanga, they really felt very very sad. All of you sit properly. Can you come here? See, so much places here. Can you please shift here? So these two, the Bhargav Rishi and Kanakanga, that flesh, they just they felt very sad, and they kept it near a bamboo bush, and they continued in their spiritual yatra. Okay, Hari Bol. So they continued in a spiritual yatra. At that time, this Lord Vishnu, he himself came, and he glanced on that flesh, and he gave life to that flesh. And then the baby, it became a very beautiful baby, and it started crying. In the meantime, a hunter called Thiruvallan, he came by that side. He heard the baby crying. So, and his wife's name was Selvi. He took the child, he thought maybe this is the Lord's gift for us. And he took the child and they went home. They felt very happy. Oh, they have got this beautiful child. But unfortunately, this child did not cry, he did not open his mouth, he did not eat, he did not do any of the activities which a normal baby would do. He didn't even pass toilet, or he didn't eat anything, he did not do any of the activities done by a normal child, but he was growing. Can you imagine? He was not eating anything, he was not drinking anything, he was just lying, he was not speaking, nothing. But this child was growing. This news spread everywhere that this child is like this. At that time, there was an old couple staying in the neighborhood of, you should always sit properly, never spread your legs in front of your teacher. So this... child, it was, this news spread everywhere. At that time, this old couple, they wanted to serve something for that child. But the child was looking very divine. I mean, it was a very beautiful child. It had been glanced by Lord Vishnu himself. So the old couple came every day. They got a cup of milk. And that lady, she took the child. She kept the child in her lap. And very lovingly, she said, please accept this milk. Lot of love, she said. So that child, it opened its mouth and it drank only that milk. Every day this old lady would come and she would give the milk, and that child, only that milk it would drink. It would not drink anything else. And one day the child, that little milk while drinking, the child kept little milk in that pot itself. And it signaled that old lady to drink that milk. And that old lady, understanding the signal, she drank. Both of them, she and her husband, both of them drank that milk, and they both became young. Both were old, they both became very young. Not only that, they gave birth to a very beautiful child. And that child came to be known as Kani Kannan. What?
Kani.
And this Kani Kannan, he became later the disciple of this Aalvar. Now which Aalvar story am I saying? Tirumal Isai Aalvar. Good, you people are paying attention. So Thirumal Isai Aalvar is incarnation of Sudarshan Chakra. So this Thirumal Isai Aalvar's later this Kani Kannan would become best servant as well as disciple of this Aalvar. Now this Aalvar, he started growing. Then he went to, he learnt everything. He learnt all the Siddhis. He went, he learned Buddhism, Jainism, everything. He started learning everything. And he was trying to find out what is to learn more about the Lord. So he was doing all this. And finally he mastered in all these things. And one day he was sitting below a tree. And now he was 700 years old. These Alvars, their lifetimes were thousands of years. So this Alvar now, he is 700 years old. And he is a yogi and he is a devotee of Lord Shiva now. And he is sitting under a tree and he is doing some yogic meditation. At that time, who remembers the third Alvar from the first three Alvars? Pay Alvar happened to pass this area. Because of his powers, he knew that one yogi is sitting here. And he knew that he is not a devotee of Lord Vishnu. So he thought, now let me go and make him a Vaishnava. Vaishnava means a devotee of Lord Vishnu. So he thought, now let me go and make him a Vaishnava. If I make him, if see, he was a yogic, he was a leader. If he becomes a Vaishnava, he can convert so many people into Vaishnavas. So many people into devotees. So he went over there. At that time, he what he did is, he took a tree. And he made it upside down and he was watering the roots of the tree in front of this Alvar. Are you able to follow?
Yes.
What he did?
He
was watering the roots. So this Alvar, he just woke up from, he just came out of his meditation. He started laughing. He said, he considered him a fool. Why is he watering, doing like this? So Pay Alvar said, you are laughing at me, but I consider you are more, you are, in fact, I am laughing at you. Why? Because you are, I am worshipping the grandfather and you are worshipping the grandson. Who can tell me the relation here? Yes.
He is telling you are... you are meditating on Lord Shiva and is telling I am meditating on Lord Vishnu.
Yeah. How do you know how Lord Shiva is the grandson of Lord Vishnu?
Lord Shiva is Lord Vishnu.
No concoctions. If you know, you tell. Otherwise, accept you don't know. Okay. So Lord Vishnu, lotus comes out, right? And from the latest lotus, who comes out?
Brahma.
And when Brahma was meditating from his eyebrows, who came out? Lord Shiva. So this way, Brahma is the son of Vishnu and Shiva is the grandson of Vishnu. So this way he is saying, I am meditating on the grandfather and you are meditating on the grandson. So he started laughing at him. And then he made him understand from different scriptures that how he should become a Vaishnava. And this way, this Alvar, Tirumalisai Alvar, became a Vaishnava because of the blessings of Pay Alvar. And one day, one yogi called Shakti Maran, he was flying on a tiger on the sky. And when this position, this place came where Tirumalisai was meditating, there it stopped. The tiger could not move from there. Actually, this Shakti Maran was a magician. He couldn't move. So then he thought, somebody more powerful than me is here. So let me go and see. So he came down and he saw this Alvar. You know, this Alvar, although being such a great yogi, he was wearing clothes which were all torn everywhere. In fact, you can say that he was wearing all rags. I mean, very, very simple clothes. All holes everywhere. So then this person came and said that you are wearing this torn clothes. So he gave a nice, some nice cloth, because he was a magician. He produced a cloth, you know, nice, very silk cloth. And he said, you take this. He thought, let me test this Alvar. I mean, this person. So he just gave this cloth. Immediately, Tirumalisai Alvar, he produced a beautiful cloth filled with gems, with diamonds and gems. And he gave that cloth to this person. But then this person thought, now let me do some more magic. So he took malas on his neck, some Rudraksha malas and some different chains he was wearing. So he removed those chains and he gave it to this Aldwar. But this Aldwar, he immediately, he used his magic, he removed his chain and he made it into a chain of full costly jewels. And he gave it to this person. Now this person thought that I cannot stay here. This person, this Aldwar is a much better, I'll be defeated by him. So it's better I move away from here. So this way he was defeated. Then later, there is a pastime also. Lord Shiva gave this Aldwar a name called Bhakti Sar. Bhakti Sar also, there was one more name for this Tirumalisai Aldwar. And now, this Tirumalisai Aldwar was going to different places. At one place, again he was meditating at that time. Now Kanikannan, you remember Kanikannan?
Yes.
He came and he started serving Tirumalisai Aldwar. There, another old lady, she used to come every day and she used to sweep the ashram where that place where Tirumalisai was staying. Aldwar was saying she used to sweep the floor, she used to mop the floor, she used to do lot of services for this Tirumalisai Aldwar. Every day she would do these services. So Tirumalisai Aldwar became very happy with the service and he said one day that I am very happy with your service. She said, but I am feeling very bad. Tirumalisai Aldwar said, why? She said, now see, I am so old, now only I got this service. I wished if I was young and from my young age itself I would have served you. So Tirumalisai Aldwar, he just glanced at her. He just looked at her. Immediately she became a very beautiful young woman. And she became so beautiful that everyone in all the area, everyone, you know, they got attracted. And in that one, the local king of that area, he wanted to marry this girl. So he married her and they were staying together for a long time. And days passed. Now this king, now see, when no one can stop old age, right? Can you stop from becoming old? One day all are looking so beautiful. One day when you will grow old, all your teeth will fall, your hair will become white. Is there anything, any way to stop all these things? Now we may laugh, oh, we are young, we can do anything, right? We can do all this mischief. But when you become old, everything, all wrinkles will come in your body. So the same way this king, he became very old. His hair started becoming white, his teeth started falling down. But this lady, she was young all the time. So this king thought, "Arre, I'm becoming old and my wife is still young and beautiful." So he said, what is the this thing, how it is. So then she said, she told him everything, that she said, even you can meet Kanikannan. So then this king, he went to Kanikannan and he said, ask Tirumalisai Aldwar to come to my kingdom. Kanikannan said, Tirumalisai Aldwar does not go to any, meet any kings. He doesn't like to meet any materialistic people. He stays in his place and he does devotion. He doesn't go to meet any of these people. Then the king said, okay, do one thing, sing a poem on me. Normally the kings, they were very proud. So they used to see, they say, okay, write a poem and sing, write a poem on me. So Kanikannan refused. He said, I will use this tongue only for the glorifying Krishna. I will not use this tongue. Normally, if you are intelligent, you will use your tongue only for glorifying Krishna. Not for glorifying. You know, people in material world, for nothing at all, they will glorify others and inside their heart, they will give bad words. You did such a good work, but inside your heart, you are keeping on cursing that person. Isn't it? If your friend, you actually don't like your friend sometimes. But you know, you just praise him, just, you know, externally. Internally, you know, you go and tell all your friends, you know, don't keep friendship with this boy, you know, he's very bad. This is what we do, right? So, but Kanikannan said, I use my tongue only for the glorification of Krishna, not for any other person. So the king got very angry. How can you do this thing? Now you get out from my kingdom. He said, you cannot stay in my kingdom anymore. So Kanikannan said, the whole world is there for me. I don't have to stay here. So he went to Tirumalisai Aldwar and he told to Tirumalisai Aldwar what happened and he said, now I am going from here. So Tirumalisai Aldwar, he went to the deity over there. went to the deity over there. This deity is in a place called Tiruvekka. So these names are South Indian names, but so he went to the deity over there. Just listen to this. This is very nice. Please listen to this carefully. This pastime is the best pastime I like. Okay? He went to the deity and he said, Kanikannan is going Manivanna. Manivanna is one of the very lovingly calling, in Tamil, we call Krishna very lovingly as Manivanna. So he said, Kanikannan is going Manivanna. Even I am going, even I cannot, I want to go with my devotee. So you also take your bed. What is the bed of the Lord? The serpent bed. Take your serpent bed, roll it into your arms, and you also come along with us. So immediately the Lord got up. He took his serpent bed, he rolled it, he kept it under his arms, even he started walking. So Kanikannan went in front, Tirumalisai Alvar went at the back, and the Lord also went with Tirumalisai Alvar. And when Lord Vishnu left the place, this is in Kumbakonam, he left the place, all the deities in all the temples, in South India there are so many temples, all the deities in Kumbakonam, even Lord Ganesha, then all the whatever deities are there in the Kumbakonam, they all left. They all said, oh Lord Vishnu is not here, there is no then what? There is no point for us to stay here. All the deities, they also went along with wherever Kanikannan, Tirumalisai Alvar went, there all of them went. Now what happened? When there is no God in the kingdom, what will happen? Drought, floods, no food, nothing, right? So then what happened? The king realizes mistake. Everyone was unhappy over there. Because when the Lord is not there, how do you think you are going to get anything? We are happy here only because Shishi Radha Giridhari is there. This temple, Shishi Radha Giridhari temple we have in Meera Road, it's the greatest blessing we have. Although we don't deserve it, but still that is the best blessing. So this king, he realizes mistake. So he immediately went to Kanikannan and he begged him and he told, please forgive me, I'm really sorry for what I've done. He had tears in his eyes. So then Kanikannan and devotees are very compassionate. Immediately they forgive. So Kanikannan and Tirumalisai Alvar, they both forgave this king and this Kanikannan started coming back to the kingdom. So now Tirumalisai Alvar went again to the Lord. He said, now Kanikannan is going to the kingdom, so you also come along with us. So immediately the Lord took his bed in his hands, the serpent bed, he tucked it. This is how you carry a bed na, when you go and train. So that Lord also took the serpent bed in his hand and he also walked along with Tirumalisai Alvar and Kanikannan. So in Tamil it is said, Sannatha Saida, that is, whatever the devotee told, the Lord listened. He didn't even think. He just listened. So that is why this call, Lord is called Yathottakari. That is the Lord Yathottakari. Say?
Yathottakari.
This is the name of the deity. In that 108 deities, in that it is there. So that is whatever the devotee said, the Lord obeyed. So this way he came back to the kingdom. Then once Tirumalisai Alvar, when he was coming, there are some Brahmanas, they were reciting Vedas. So this Tirumalisai Alvar sat down there to listen. I mean, he just sat down. But because Tirumalisai, as of caste, he was of a very low caste. So this Brahmanas, it is said that the Vedas should not be recited in front of a low caste person. I mean, that was their belief. So this Brahmanas, they stopped reciting Veda and they saw Tirumalisai Alvar. So what happened? Tirumalisai Alvar thought, I should not disturb them, because they are reciting Vedas. So he got up from there. But what happened? These Brahmanas were reciting Vedas. They couldn't get the next word. They were doing. They were not getting the word. Next word they were not getting. What to recite next? They stopped. The words. The words were not coming from. The flow was not coming. Then Tirumalisai Alvar, on seeing this, he just took a rice paddy and he just threw it this way. That is, the context of the Veda over there, that was referring to the rice paddy. So immediately they remembered. Then they thought, oh, what a mistake we have done. And they begged for, forgiveness to Tirumalisai Alvar, and they started reciting Veda. And it is said that when Tirumalisai Alvar was walking in another place, one deity completely turned itself to face Tirumalisai Alvar. In Udupi, if you know, Udupi Krishna, he turned himself. One lower caste Brahman was called Kanakadas. People, the high class people, they did not allow Kanakadas to enter the temple to see the darshan of Udupi Krishna. Udupi Krishna, he immediately turned himself to show darshan for that devotee. So that is why even today when you go to Udupi, there is a window called Kanaka Kindi. even we can see the deity only through that window. That is where the Lord had turned. The same way, this Lord also, he turned, one of the deities, he also turned himself to to give darshan to Tirumalisai Alvar. So what happened? The temple's high, the chief priest, he thought, I should honor Tirumalisai Alvar. So he called him and he was going to honor him. But the local brahmanas there, they got angry. They said, how can you honor this lower caste person? They all were, you know, murmuring and all. So then high priest, you know, he felt very sad. So he told to Tirumalisai Alvar, he felt very bad that, see, they are not allowing me to honor you. So Tirumalisai Alvar offered a very beautiful prayer to the Lord. That, oh my Lord, only you can show to them that there is no difference between anyone. So immediately, you know what? All the people could see a wonderful sight. And what was that sight? In the chest of Tirumalisai Alvar. You know what they saw? They saw the Lord, Mahavishnu, lying on Anantasesha. They saw the Lord. And all the people, all the devotees serving him. They saw this vision. On the chest of Tirumalisai Alvar, everybody could witness that vision. And then they all really felt sorry. And they begged for forgiveness to Tirumalisai Alvar. So, and also it is said, at one place, Tirumalisai Alvar told the Lord that, why are you lying down? Get up. So then immediately the Lord got up. So then he said, no, don't get up, you lie down. So the Lord was about to lie. So there is one deity, that the deity is not lying down as well as he is not even woken up completely. Like that also one deity is there. So these Alvars are very great. Why I tell you to take the names of these Alvars? Because they used to speak to the Lord. They were so great. They used to speak to the Lord every day. And these are some of the pastimes. There are so many pastimes. I am just telling you some of them. So Tirumal, all glories to the lotus feet of Tirumalisai Alvar. Tirumalisai Alvar ki.
Jai.
Tirumalisai Alvar ki.
Jai.
Tirumalisai Alvar ki.
Jai.